What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, reminding you that our brand new, updated, free Into Tomorrow app is available for you. In your favorite app store, just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and snag our app, and you can tap it and join the program, participate that way. It's very easy. Hear us 24/7 if you'd like. There's all sorts of great ITTV videos there for you, everything available with the Into Tomorrow app. And since we will be launching our 25th year on the air coming up in January, we hope that you continue to be a longtime listener in various and sundry ways, all 3 hours of the weekly broadcast covering consumer tech all the time. Our next guest is a leader in transforming diabetes care and management by providing continuous glucose monitoring, often called CGM technology, to help patients and healthcare professionals better manage their diabetes. Our regular listeners know that I've been talking about Dexcom for years. I personally am a very satisfied Dexcom user with their latest G6 system. Their chairman and CEO of Dexcom is Kevin Sayer. Kevin, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm great today. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And you guys have been pushing a very cool campaign of the end of finger pricks, and I love
yes,
it.
We have.
But the whole idea of ending finger pricks catches a lot of good attention. I think it's an awesome marketing idea.
Oh, we think it's a great program, but more important than that, it's a great feature of the system.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many people have come up to me since we launched the G6 platform and literally, Dave, shown me their hands and say, look, I don't have scratchy fingers anymore.
Yes. This is,
you know, and I don't have diabetes, but I've worn these devices and stuck my finger numerous times. I got to tell you, that's a big deal.
Oh, for sure. And I've done that with some of our staff and family where I pull out an old finger pricker, if you will, and a meter and the whole bit. And I said, well, this is what I used to have to do. Let's check yours. No, I don't need to be. Well, and then once in a while, somebody will say, all right, let's make sure that I don't have diabetes, you know, and their blood sugar's fine. But they're saying, wait, you did this like every day? I said, no, several times a day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's where people are saying, yeah, if I can not have to do that and still monitor my blood sugar properly, I'm in. And, of course, that's what I love personally about the G6 system. And you guys have been doing this for many years. You've really perfected it.
You know, we have made a lot of progress. And the people that work here will tell you I'll never let them rest. So we continue to work on this every day to make it better. We made a huge jump in going from G5 to G6 with the physical form factor, you know, a single button push to put it on your body, some new alarms, a predictive low alert, so rather than wait till you cross the threshold, it predicts, and then certainly no calibrations.
Yeah.
And those features have just been a huge growth driver for our business.
And I don't know how you do it with that new single button push device to install the little sensor. I don't know if install is the right word, but that's what I call it, to apply it, I guess.
Apply is a good word.
Yeah, apply is good, yes, because you're applying it to your body, you know, so you're not installing. But to apply the sensor every 10 days is amazing that it doesn't hurt at all. And, you know, every 3 days, unfortunately, the Omnipod pump that I have to put on is like, ow, everybody hears me yell when it clicks in, and it's like, ow, okay, well, that hurt for a second, but shouldn't.
Yeah.
And it's just the difference in in the method that you and your team have managed to put together to perfect this thing, I am truly blown away by it, and it just makes life so much easier in every way.
You know, that insertion technology, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of guys who worked very hard on that for a long time. And I ask a lot of questions. So one of the things I learned, I asked, how long is that needle in your body without automatic insertion? It's the time that a hummingbird can beat its wings three times. Boom, boom, it's gone. It's literally just seconds. And not having the fear of the needle, not having to see the needle that goes into your body, just the button push has made this whole experience much more engaging for our patients. And particularly as we've grown, and we've grown in the Medicare population, for example, you don't have to have a whole lot of dexterity to put the G6 system on.
Oh, it's very easy.
You have to have a lot more dexterity to use G5. So we think it's a feature that our market really needed.
True. Now, and you talk about, well, first of all, kudos to that team. By all means, please pass on my congrats, because they've done a heck of a job. And even as great as it is, I know they're working to perfect whatever they can do better, even more. And that's terrific. But let's talk about the G5 is still available, right? Is that also a continuous glucose monitoring system for those not familiar?
Oh, it is. It is our previous generation continuous glucose monitoring system. It does require finger sticks for calibration twice a day. Mm-hmm. But it is a great product as well. It's the first product, for example, that ever went straight to the phone for patients, so they could view their mobile device and get their glucose values. We created a lot of technology with the G5 system, and that has been a good product for us. We will keep it around for a while because some patients like it. And as naturally with any company, we'll eventually phase it out, because we're also, in addition to G6, working on G7, Dave, and you can't only have so many G's around here. We're going to have to, you know, we'll have to make some choices, but we're very comfortable that our new technologies will delight our patients, and they'll eventually all shift over.
And Kevin, I love how you say there's only so many G's, because it's like our discussions every week on the show about cellular coverage, and now we're at 5G and already talking about 6G, and it just
there's just only so many generations of product you can support.
Oh, for sure. Are we any closer to getting the G6 also eligible for Medicare, or is that something that is already happening?
Actually, that is happening now, Dave. We announced early November that for our Medicare patients, we've made G6 available, and they can go to Walgreens, actually, and pick that up. We've entered into an agreement with Walgreens on the distribution side for our Medicare patients to handle all the paperwork process through the drugstore. And anybody who is involved in these products knows the distribution and obtaining the products can sometimes be harder than it should be.
Oh, for sure.
We really felt this Walgreens relationship, and ultimately with others later, if we can get our Medicare patients to the drugstore and get the CGM to patients as part of their normal healthcare purchasing patterns, then it's just going to be a lot better. We're really excited.
Can you give me, first of all, before we get, I've got so many other good questions. Well, I hope they're good questions that I'm imagining our listeners wanting to know about. But tell us a little bit more, maybe a little more insight about Dexcom in general. What exactly you do? Because we're talking about, of course, constant glucose monitoring and the importance for not only those of us that are diabetic, but perhaps have some in the family or friends, and you just want to get more information and your company's mission overall.
That's a great segue for me. I could spend the whole rest of the interview talking. You wouldn't have to ask another question, but I'll try and keep it brief.
No worries.
Our mission is very simple. It's to empower people to take care of diabetes. And by people, we mean not only those who have it, but their caregivers and their families and those around them. A continuous glucose monitor is a technology that has been in development, and you know, for many, many years. I saw my first one way back in the early 90s. But now with the G6 system, where we have no calibrations in its features, I think we're really finally delivering the promise that people saw when we looked at this many, many years ago. So someone who has diabetes, you talked about the finger pricks. somebody managing their diabetes prior to CGM would stick their finger anywhere between 4 and 8 or 12 times a day if they're really trying to manage their blood glucose values. And with that finger prick, all you get is a number. This is where your glucose is today. No information on whether you're going up or down. You get that number, and then you make a decision with a life-saving and life-threatening drug, insulin, as to how much you're going to give yourself and what you're going to do. With a CGM, we get a glucose reading every 5 minutes automatically. The way the sensors work is there's a small wire that is inserted just under the skin. It doesn't go in very far. And there's tape and a plastic base that lies on the outside of your skin. And for the listeners, if they want to see this technology, there are films on our website, Dexcom.com, where you can go see. But inside this plastic base that lays on your skin with the sensor underneath it, a transmitter is inserted in there. And that whole system on your body generates a glucose value that is then transmitted via Bluetooth from that transmitter to your mobile platform, to a Dexcom receiver, or possibly in some instances to an insulin pump that would receive the data and display it there. The advantages to the phone are one of the things that have driven our incredible growth. With this data on the phone, on top of people being to manage their own diabetes, that data can now be shared with others and can be shared with your family, with your roommate. Ironically, we hear stories all the time about sharing the data, some of which are funny. We've actually caused families to have big problems because kids who go away to college don't want their parents to follow them all the time, as you can imagine. Yeah. And so parents can just get absolutely obsessed with the data and look at it more than their child does. But the advantage of this ability to follow and share data with those who give you care are features that you can't even put a number on. We rang the NASDAQ bell last Wednesday. We had several of our patients there, and one of the patients told me a story about how her glucose values had gone low, and while she heard the alarms, she just really didn't respond to them because she wanted to sleep, and not long afterwards, her door in her hotel room was broken into because her mother, who's on the other side of the world, now think about that, somebody on the other side of the world looking at your glucose data, making sure you're safe.
Wow.
And this young woman said, without your share feature, I don't know that I'd be here.
That's true. She may not have awakened, and I've talked about it on the air before, where my Dexcom has literally saved my life because the doctor was trying to get the proper dosage for the new pump and that kind of thing. And unfortunately, I was actually overdosing overnight without realizing it. And it was the alarm waking me up to get me to go, you know, get a little sugar in my system and be okay with it. I can absolutely relate to that story because if it wasn't for that, I may not have awakened.
And those acute occurrences are extremely important. Over the long haul, though, as you look at technologies, there are very few things that you can go to the world or to the system and say, you know what, this is going to save everybody money over time. Mm-hmm. Patients who use a continuous glucose monitor, like I said, they get 288 data readings every day. And as patients start dialing in their therapies and their exercise routines and their nutrition, we just see a tremendous improvement in overall healthcare. A1Cs go down, their time spent high decreases, time spent low decreases. And not only is everybody happier, they get healthier as well.
Oh, for sure. And I've got to share this really quick with you. And then, Kevin, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind holding a second, there's so many other important questions I want to ask you. We're going to pay a couple of bills and come back. But I knew when I got a new endocrinologist and I first went to his office, and he says, oh, you have the Dexcom. Excellent. We're going to get that information, and then we're going to go over it. I knew that it was the right decision before that doctor because he was so impressed that we can talk about looking at the data and the highs and the lows and how to deal with things. And it was just one of those extra check marks of, yep, good thing, good idea. You know?
Absolutely.
And as impressed as he was. I'm going to ask Kevin Sayer, President, Chairman, and CEO of Dexcom, DEXCOM.com. Of course, we'll get you there too when you visit intotomorrow.com. Hold just a second. We're right back with more.